B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Mexican college student is alive after falling 80 feet. Oh. She was doing this on her balcony while practicing a yoga pose. Alexa Terrazas was known to do yoga on her sixth-floor apartment's balcony, often using the guardrail as a prop for extreme poses. But a risky move nearly cost the yogi her life on Saturday afternoon as she slipped and landed on the pavement outside of her building.
So she teaches yoga.
No. If you practice yoga, you're considered a yogi.
Oh, I thought you had to. Yeah. I thought there was a special classification.
Nope.
Then how do you become a boo-boo?
That is another question. You have to stub your toe. And you become a boo-boo. The student was treated by paramedics with the Red Cross and then brought to the hospital where she underwent 11 hours of surgery.
Wow, a six-story fall?
Yeah, she was considered to be in critical condition as of Monday. It'd be like falling off the roof of our building here.
Yeah.
So she had suffered fractures to both legs, arms, hips, and head. Doctors had to reconstruct her legs, and it may be 3 years before she can walk again, much less practice yoga.
She now, though, is an expert at motionless dog.
She performs the upside-down pose over the edge of her terrace, her neighbors claim. So
why would you ever do that?
You got to be careful, gang. At least 16 children have developed werewolf syndrome after taking dodgy medication while in the Costa del Sol. The kids in the area have developed hypertrichosis, which leads to hair growing all over the bodies. It is believed that they got the condition after taking a medication gained with minoxidil, a remedy for alopecia. Spanish medics have ordered several batches of the medication to be taken out of circulation. The babies were given tainted omeprazole. I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce this, but it's used to treat acid reflux and indigestion as part of a formula. Hair growth reportedly subsides when the baby stopped taking the medicine.
So there have been people with what they call it's like a lycanthropy or a disease like that, where they have head to toe, all over their face, hair. This is how does this manifest?
It's called hypertrichosis. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
So parents have been advised to seek medical help if their child has been given the formula. At least 16 cases have been reported, 13 after the first batch and 3 after a second wave of the medicine. They believe that it could have affected up to 30 pharmacies and more than 50 batches. So they've told the pharmaceutical company to shut down because of this. But they're growing hair all over their face and all over their body.
A documentary on that famous, you've seen the picture from years ago, of the classic black and white freak show picture of the guy who was
JoJo the dog face boy.
Yeah. It's a wild story.
This is a wild story and terrifying. It has a horrible angle to it, but it's just morbid as well. Prosecutors call a New Jersey man dangerous to society after pieces of a human body were found in his closet, including a head, part of an arm, and a torso dressed with a necktie and suit jacket.
Jesus.
Robert Williams of Newark pleaded not guilty to desecrating human remains and separate charges of child sexual abuse. So they were...
What a monster.
They were looking at him for these sexual abuses,
and
they found this body in his closet. Yeah. Police initially went to Williams' home to investigate the abuse allegations, but when they searched the apartment, they found an altar and mummified human remains that had apparently been used in religious ceremonies.
Were these body parts sealed in anything, or were they just decomposing in the closet?
I don't have that detail, unfortunately, but...
Not that it'd make it better. Well, there we go. At least he did that.
Here you go, Steve. The remains found in a plastic bin.
Okay.
Raised the specter of a person out of step with society and dangerous to society, the judge had said. At the conclusion of the brief proceeding, they ordered Williams held pending trial. That's just disturbing.
Kathy, does it get points for organizing properly?
in plastic containers?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Were they marked clearly?
Hey, in Sacramento, Raging Waters was shut down early Sunday afternoon after a fight that started over a beach towel nearly killed a man. The 40-person brawl began around 3:30 in the afternoon by the Lazy River Picnic Area.
Not so lazy.
After a disagreement between two women over who took whose beach towel. Christopher Neves tried to break up the fight but was attacked by three other people who jumped in after him. The fight grew to about 40 participants with a smaller group trading blows and the rest exchanging insults. Officers arrived and found Neves without a pulse or heartbeat for an unknown amount of time. CPR was administered on the scene, and his heartbeat returned before he was carried out on a gurney.
So someone is almost murdered over a towel.
Yeah. Officers called Sacramento police and park rangers to assist, fearing that the fight would resume later. The general manager of Raging Waters said he closed the park early because of the brawl and said that the safety of all Raging Waters Sacramento guests is our top priority.
You have conflicting messages, though. You have Raging Waters and Lazy River.
Yeah, no arrests were made, but all the people involved in the fight were identified, photographed, and released. If police feel that they have enough evidence to press criminal charges against the combatants, the district attorney will have to support the prosecution for an arrest to be made. So we'll see if that ends up happening. Yeah. All right, and then we'll do one more story. It's frustrating. The ice cream machine at your McDonald's is broken down. You don't get to have your your shake or your McFlurry.
Yeah, you just probably leave, right?
Yeah. Well, one woman took a spectacular approach at being denied the treat to help cool off in the hot summer weather. In footage, the brawl can be seen to escalate incredibly quickly as the woman and a member of the staff fight over the counter. The young woman is first seen being struck with a cylinder by the member of a staff, scattering brown powder across the shop. Onlookers retreat from the spray as a woman launches herself to the other side of the store, picking up a cup dispenser, hurling that large object directly at her opponent. The casing is in return to a strange and violent rally as people shout for the two to stop attacking one another. The young woman is first seen being struck with a cylinder.
I mean, they're going nuts.
Yeah, onlookers retreat from the spray as a woman launches herself to the other side of the store.
For a McFlurry.
Yeah, exactly. And so eventually, they return. It's in a desperate fit of desperation. The woman looked for more ammunition and scooped up a shopping bag and made that her missile before a bystander begs her not to throw things at the cashier. So returning the bag, woman picks up another piece of metal, launching it through the air as it turns. I mean, they're just whipping stuff back and
I think
forth.
We have audio. I don't know how good it
we
is.
Do.
Yeah, it's the actual brawl.
Okay, here we go. Hang on.
That's the McFlurry. So do you use that in a commercial and say, how good are our McFlurries?
Yeah. Right. People try to kill each other over them.
I'll give her credit for having a good left arm.
So I do not know the fate of any of the people involved, but it was a bit over the top.
I think they made peace and then went to work for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's sort of understandable. My son and I went to Popeye's yesterday to go and try this chicken sandwich.
They're out.
And they're out of them.
Sold out of them.
I was like, come on, man. I waited for all of the,
How much stuff did you throw afterwards?
I mean, everything I could get my hands on.
Yeah. He drove his car through the front window.
Yeah, and my son is a lefty, so speaking of having,
Yeah, perfect.
So I was coming from the right, he was coming from the left.
Thank you.
It was a full-on barrage.
You talk to anybody that's had this legendary Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, not yet.
Now, I love Chick-fil-A, and I love Popeye's regular chicken.
Yeah.
I think it's now, I'm happy in a world that has many great chicken sandwich selections, but can this sandwich be as staggeringly wonderful as they say it is?
I hope so.
Yeah. I went to Chick-fil-A on Friday, and I had probably the best Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich I've ever had.
I will never forget this day as long as I live.
So you remember we were doing, like, first world problems?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the one guy called in and said his first world problem is sometimes he'll get a Chick-fil-A sandwich that's too thick.
Yes, he hates when the chicken is
too
really,
much chicken.
Really yes. thick.
Right. And I totally understood that. And this thing that I got on Friday.
There's too much good food on this.
Was the perfect density. It was so good, yeah. Right. So, but I was, I was so disappointed. I pulled into Popeye's and, signs on the windows. I think it just said, sandwich out.
Yeah.
Like Seacrest out?
Yeah,
Seacrest
out.
I think they might be out nationally, Casey.
Yeah.
I think I read that.
There are some states that are out, but they're, and they're.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were supposed to go all the way. And maybe one of the, obviously, clearly we're one of the states then, Preston, and not unless you went to Ohio to have lunch. Right. I mean, so that's a long way.
I read a story this morning. I don't know if anybody knows where Casey can get one of these Popeye's chicken sandwiches where they still have them. Let him know.
I'll just wait. I thought I waited long enough for, you know, all the, you know,
the guy in the parking lot with the trench coat.
Was it a limited release, though? They were just trying it out? Obviously, it does so well that they've got to bring something like that back. You know?
I don't know.
Do we know what distinguishes? It looks like there's some sort of sauce on this. Is there? Is it like a pesto sauce or something? Or is that... Is that just
maybe that's a pickle, Steve.
Pickle?
That greenish-yellow thing on the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, Chick-fil-A does the pickle.
It's a mystery. I know, but...
Pickle.
Popeyes could also do a pickle.
I have a great idea. Let's include a pickle with our sandwich.
Pickle.
Reggie, you're the kind of forward thinker we've been looking for.
Jason wants to jump in on this.
All right.
Hi, Jason. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, you wanted to comment?
Yeah, dude, I had that Popeye's chicken sandwich. I had both. Yeah, I had the regular and the spicy.
Yeah. And what's your take? It's terrible?
Terrible.
Really?
Terrible.
How dude, compare it to the Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Dude, Chick-fil-A sandwich is life-changing.
Now, what about it compared to, because I think Wendy's makes a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah, Wendy's is solid.
Okay.
Let me tell you about this Popeye sandwich here, boys.
All right.
It's like that porn series. Let me tell you about white chicks, Preston. Let me tell you about chicken sandwiches.
Tell you about chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason. Let's hear it.
So it's bun, and then it's like a lot of mayo, right? And then it's this huge fillet of chicken.
Okay.
And then it's more mayo, and then lettuce, and then bun.
Okay. Well, it's kind of standard. Now, here's the deal. Are you a fan of Popeye's regular chicken? You know, chicken breast. It's really good. But you're saying they're falling down in the sandwich department. He's thinking about it. Can I talk to my priest?
Yeah.
He said you said they're falling down in the chicken sandwich department.
Wow, Jason, you really stumped him.
Jason,
man.
This is...
he doesn't want to commit.
You know what?
This is your final
answer. It's like when you're on the second date and the girl tells you she loves you.
It does not
talk to you. Okay, that's all you need to know, man. Everyone is entitled to an opinion, and you gave us some good data.
I think he just made his peace with God.
Especially like Chick-fil-A got them pickles on there.
Yeah, they do have them pickles on
there. But doesn't Popeye have them pickles on there?
I'm looking at a picture. It says Popeye
pickles on there, man.
Well, what's
Jason
your,
says
what's
no.
A, we're looking at a picture here, and it's got them pickles on it, and it's the Popeye sandwich.
My order, my guy.
But they might have, well, at least that's very accommodating. He says they might have screwed up his order. Mm. Is it worth revisiting Popeye's and trying the chicken sandwich again, Jason?
No, you know why? Because Chick-fil-A never messed up my order.
There you go. All right. No, he's right. Consistency. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's never messed up.
All right. Okay. No, there's a lot to be said
for
that.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason's thought this out.
I like him.
Yeah, I do like him.
I will say, though, if Jason does try the Popeye sandwich again, please call us back.
Yeah. We want another report on that. For sure.
I was so wrong.
he may have just been a bad
one. I wronged them bad.
Yeah, I'm not leaving. By the way, I have a Popeyes in Broomall. So you can tell me where they have the chicken sandwich. I'm not going to go there. I'm just going
to
wait.
Did you go to the Popeyes in the Plymouth Meeting Mall?
No, I'm only going to go to the one that's right next to my house.
There's a Popeyes in the Plymouth Meeting Mall.
Is there?
It's right below. It's on the lower floor. I think it's directly below Chick-fil-A.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
Isn't there? That's why, not unless I just, somebody just served me Popeye's chicken at a clothes store. And
by the way, somebody texted in and said, this guy's an idiot.
No, he
wasn't.
He
gave usable data and it was well researched.
He told us about them pickles. Yeah.
And by the way, I can't see Popeye's any differently than when I read it, it says Pope Yes now. My son,
Pope Yes.
Pope Yes.
Pope yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Your son pointed that
he
out.
He pointed
and now
that
you can't
out.
Unsee
like,
it.
It yeah. totally says Pope Yes.
It's like when I looked at that license plate and I was like, what's Co Nice Ellie?
right.
You mean Conicelli?
Yes.
Well, they do in fairness. They highlight the nice.
They highlight the nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the same woman who Mira Clegro.
Orange.
Orange.
Orange is the best. Not even a word.
Orange.
Mira Clegro? What did you have? You had New Trees was Nut Rise.
Yeah, or Silversia.
Silversia.
Hey, Rich, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Preston, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Rich?
All right. So whoever that caller was who said that there was lettuce on the Popeye's chicken sandwich had no clue what he was talking about because there is no lettuce on the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
That's what I thought. We were looking at a picture of this. He may have ordered the wrong sandwich or something, you know?
It's possible. Yes. But so what's your assessment of the Popeye's sandwich, Rich?
The Popeye's chicken sandwich is everything that everybody's talking about. That's why they're sold out, and they're actually bringing it back as a regular item menu now. They're going to be having it all the time once they bring it back in stock. Mm. They announced that this is going to be a regular item now since they've been selling out of it.
Would you say you love that chicken at Popeye's?
Yes, I would.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
By the way, so here this says up here, it says, what is Popeye's new chicken sandwich? The following week, this new dish, which is made with fried chicken filet, sour pickles, and mayo on a brioche bun. That's it. There's no mention of lettuce.
Okay.
So no, I'm sorry, Jason. You got the wrong thing, man.
Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe they were pulling a fast one on him.
Well, I think they were pulling a fast one on you in the mall, too, Steve, because it closed years ago. The Popeyes in the Plymouth.
But there was
mall.
One there.
There was one, yeah, but there's not one there now.
So that's where I ate chicken, because I was surrounded by things that said Popeyes. It seemed like a Popeyes place.
Yeah, that food court is essentially gone.
No, is Dairy Queen still there, though?
That was upstairs, yeah.
There was a Ben & Jerry's there, too. Used to be upstairs.
Upstairs, yeah, because they did a lot of renovations there, so a lot of the food court is gone.
I like that. I'm always pulling for that mall to be
something.
Something.
Yeah. Come on, you can do it.
You can do it. You can do it. And it's got some cool stuff, but yet you'll walk by something, then it's coming soon.
For like
what?
Yeah, for like 9 years. Everything around it.
They
is
have
awesome.
A cool slot car racing. Like that. Have you taken Jace to the back of that hobby store up there on the second floor?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, cool.
There are all these slot car tracks.
Yeah, except the guy who, the guy who
is
runs it or owns it. No, like you literally cannot touch anything.
Right.
And if you're there too long, he once asked, because Jace was watching the cars, and he was like, "Are you guys going to buy anything?"
Oh, really?
I was like,
all right,
that's when you go.
It's okay, Mister. They're toys.
That's one thing about that mall is I found some of the employees in that mall are just like, they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy there who works at Popeye's. He can't find the store.
However, there's a lot of great restaurants over there, too. But we got to take
Come on, guys.
Sitting here talking about Popeye's chicken. And
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Washington police say that a man who called the police to report his truck had been stolen was committing a crime at the exact same time.
I saw this story.
Yeah.
That's a mind blower. So he called the police while he's actively committing a robbery.
Yeah. William Kelly called 911 after his vehicle was taken from a parking lot just before 6 a.m. on Sunday. When police arrived, they reviewed nearby surveillance video, which captured a man on a 10-speed bicycle riding up to this guy's truck. The man found the keys sitting on the front seat, and he just got in and drove away.
What kind of world are we living in? I'm trying to rob a place, and my car gets stolen.
As the officers continued to investigate, they discovered that Kelly's car was stolen while he was busy robbing a business across the street. Authorities did not say what Kelly was accused of stealing, nor did they identify the company he allegedly stole from.
He was stealing irony.
But he was taken into custody on a previous warrant and hit with a new burglary charge. Officers are still trying to locate the person who stole his truck. They never found
the
truck. Yeah. A man's decade-long pain in the ass has finally disappeared after a long overdue trip to the hospital. The 55-year-old resident of the Hunan capital of Changsha, his surname was Chen, had experienced a stinging, tingling sensation in his buttocks for the past 10 years. Earlier this month, he finally decided to go in for treatment, and an X-ray discovered the culprits. 8 embroidery needles were in his butt.
Oof. All right, how did 8 embroidery needles end up in his ass?
So Chen had accidentally fallen while working on a scrap pile that included a bag of the needles, which became lodged in his butt.
Uh-huh.
He then pulled them out himself, and he thought that he had gotten all of them, but no, apparently some of them had stayed with him these past 10 years, being a regular source of discomfort and pain.
So what about the zucchini?
They were fine. Well, this wasn't in his butthole.
Oh, okay.
In his butt cheeks. Let's be clear. It was not his butthole.
I was just naturally thinking butthole as opposed to fleshy part of the buttocks.
No, they were finally removed in a four-hour operation at the hospital. This is yet a good reminder not to put off a visit to the doctor's office. Also this month, a Guangdong man's headache was finally relieved after 30 years when surgeons removed a parasitic worm that had been living in his skull.
Messed Jesus. Up.
A man linked 8 months. A man linked 8 months ago to a Florida 1998 cold case murder when he applied for a job requiring his fingerprints for a background check has been sentenced to life in prison for crime.
That many years after committing the crime.
Yeah, so Todd Barkett was told his sentence on Friday after he was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of 68-year-old Sandra Better in August of 1998. Now, Better was working at a consignment store when she was stabbed and beaten to death during a robbery. Now, police say that they got their big break in the unsolved case this past December when Barkett applied for a job that required a fingerprint background check.
Wow.
His fingerprints matched those found on a decorative marble ball at Lou Shea's consignment shop. His DNA also matched evidence from the crime scene, so they linked it together right there. Cobb said that hadn't had his fingerprints because he had no rap sheet.
Well, he's not a musician.
No, he's not. No. During testimony this past Thursday, Barkett admitted that he was in the shop that day of the murder but denied killing Better. He said that he had stolen $100. So they just had these prints in evidence. They didn't link them to, they didn't know whose prints they were at all.
It's amazing.
And he didn't have any record, so he didn't have, and when he did this, apparently it triggered, and boom, they connected him. It's amazing. A California man remained in jail Monday after being arrested over allegedly shooting arrows at vehicles on the street from his truck. Jonathan Frank Musella was arrested Friday afternoon as officers served a search warrant at his house.
It's got to be hard to shoot arrows out of your truck.
And they seized several bows, bolts, and arrow tips. 5 days earlier, authorities received a report of a man pointing and shooting a bow and arrow into the street and at vehicles. He was sitting on the tailgate of his truck, Steve.
Okay.
Deputies responded to the scene and interviewed Musella.
That seems the smart way to do it.
Who had bows and arrows with him. While the officers did not find him using them and did not see any damage in the immediate area, they followed up on the case and they ended up taking him into custody without incident. So he's just firing off arrows at people.
Thought I might shoot some arrows at cars. You want to come?
An off-duty police officer who was jogging was one of two women who reported seeing a 28-year-old man exposing himself and pleasuring himself while riding a bicycle on the trail. So he was able to do both of those things at the same time.
But he wasn't shooting arrows at the same
time. Right, yeah. No. Okay, so he's riding along. Everything's sort of squished up on the bike seat.
Mm.
William
Benjamin Brown is accused of riding his bicycle while exposing himself and pleasuring himself at the same time. An off-duty police officer said she was jogging on the asphalt trail when she saw Brown with no grip on the handlebars. So he's going hands-free and doing this.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
Brown was in a full view of the public while he was pleasuring himself.
It's disgusting and perverted, but yet impressive.
It's intriguing. About a half hour later, another woman saw Brown on his bicycle spanking it as well, going in a different direction. He was using the overhand grip.
Yeah.
She said she later saw Brown sitting on a bench, spanking it in the open as well.
At some point, don't you...
Take a break.
Yeah, you need a break. I'm sorry. I'm chafing.
Brown is charged with two counts of aggravated indecent exposure. So
I got to get a unicycle.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.